happening right now as we do this podcast. Brooklyn, New York, mass shooting on the subway.
What?
Yeah, and then there was all this smoke. They don't know where the smoke is coming from. Hundreds of police officers and fire personnel have gone to this train station, which is in Brooklyn.
Yeah. Wow, that's freaky.
They say at least 5 people were shot, 10 people injured altogether.
Yeah.
But there were smoke bombs, and the suspect ran off. They say there was one suspect, 5'5" guy wearing one of those construction outfits, you know, the vest that glows.
Yeah, you know, protect you from traffic and stuff.
And he was also wearing a mask.
Yeah.
Because at this point, we're still sort of finding out what's going on. So this is, you know, started at 8:30 this morning, I guess, is when this happened on the subway. So.
Lots of video.
You know, it's amazing when these sort of things happen. There's certain people that run, and then there are other people that stick around to film it. And you think, man, what if something else happens?
Got to get the video.
Yeah, got to get the video, that's for sure. Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio, other stuff in the news. We'll keep you updated on this Brooklyn thing with the subway shootings.
Yeah.
Latest we did hear is that I guess none of the injuries are life-threatening at this point.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. So, yeah, that's what we're hearing. So we'll keep, you know, keep you abreast of it.
President Biden trying to deal with the high fuel prices. He has now announced an emergency waiver on the summer ethanol ban to combat rising gas prices.
Hey.
Yeah, what they do is, you know, they mix in ethanol, so it kind of dilutes the gas, but it's still good, and it makes gas less expensive. But during the summer, they don't want to use it, so there's kind of a ban on it, but he's going to lift that.
Why don't we just start drilling for oil again?
It's a question you got to ask him.
Yeah.
Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio, New York. Government scandals continue.
Yeah.
This one is the lieutenant governor, Brian Benjamin. He has been arrested in a campaign finance scam.
Yeah.
That I guess he was involved in when he was, what, a state senator or something. So
yeah. The heat's on in his kitchen.
No, who's having a bad day? War in Ukraine, of course, continues. Putin says his war is just.
Right.
And he will not stop until Russia has total victory.
Yeah.
They say the latest move of the Russian army is they are launching new attacks on eastern Ukraine.
Man, this is crazy.
End of the line right now for Kmart.
Whoa.
Man, I remember Kmart. They were called the savings place.
Yeah, hell and I, man. There were a couple Kmarts there in Arkansas, man. We used to go shopping there for the governor's mansion. We loved Kmart. They called the savings place.
Yeah, they were like Walmart.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kmart closed their last store in New Jersey yesterday or the day before.
Yeah, last few days.
And at one point, Kmart had over 2,000 stores. Now, there are only 3 left in the United States.
Man, that's something. That's amazing.
Bye, Kmart. From the Internet Work Studios at iNet Radio, it's the Mickey Gordon Program. With Mickey Gordon, Magic Mark Chickasaw Rickshaw.
Thank you so much. Always good to be here.
Hello, Professor Fatso Puny. Hey, man, it's a ditty. President Bill Clinton.
Hey, baby, how you doing? Good to be here. Oh, man, it's terrible what's going on in New York.
Dr. Fauci with medical advice.
Gotta wear a mask. Maybe we'll bring masks back. I don't know. We gotta think about it.
A boy named Sue running the equipment.
Girl.
And now he is Mickey Gordon. Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. We're into Tuesday, April 12th. And that whole story in New York with the mass shooting on the subway in Brooklyn still unfolding.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And today, we got our history lesson for you.
Yeah, ready to go.
1892, the first portable typewriter was patented.
Yeah. That's cool. And then that you know, lasted a while.
That's right. 1954, on this date, Bill Haley and his Comets recorded the record Rock Around the Clock in New York City. Initially, it was unsuccessful, but the recording would help launch the rock and roll revolution a year later.
So they weren't ready yet. That's right. I guess I remember that. That was a big hit.
1955, on this date, the polio vaccine developed by Dr. Jonas Salk was declared safe and effective.
Yeah, it's good. You can use it. Polio's over.
Yeah, polio was a big deal until that vaccine happened.
Because you got to take the vaccine. That's the thing.
1961, on this date, Yuri Gagarin, a Russian, became the first man to fly in space.
Yeah. That's right. Putin even touted that in a speech. Yeah.
1999, on his date, a 75-year-old German war veteran apologized to an 87-year-old French woman for stealing her ham during the war in 1944.
Yeah.
Hans Kopper Farhedenberg.
Yeah. I know your name. You didn't get the name right.
Yeah, it's like 10 syllables, but Hans says he was retreating in Normandy and was starving, but he never felt right about stealing Louise Marie's ham.
Yeah.
So 55 years later, he returned to Normandy, found her, and bought her a ham.
Wow, that's wild.
Mickey Garten program for MyNet Radio. More stuff on this date in history. 2007, a California man was charged with stealing an ATM. And he was caught when his artificial leg fell off.
Uh-oh.
So, running away with the ATM, the leg popped off.
Yeah, that was it.
2020, on this date, a huge storm system produced more than 40 tornadoes in the U.S. from Texas to South Carolina, killing 32 people across six states.
Gnarly. Yeah, it was rough.
Special events, drop everything and read day today. Be kind to Lawyers Day.
When are you supposed to do that?
at least need a day you can be kind to them. Grilled cheese sandwich day today.
Yeah, got that.
Library Workers Day. Licorice Day. And Only Child Day today, if you're an only child. And birthdays today.
What do we got? Oh, I'm always ready for this.
Dancer Gina Johnson. 28 years old. Jennifer Morrison from Once Upon a Time in House, 43 today. Claire Danes from Homeland, 43.
Yeah.
Riley Smith from Nashville, 44. Shannon Doherty, Beverly Hills 90210.
Yeah, she was the brat. Didn't she get kicked off that show?
I think so.
Yeah, it was quite the controversy. I was president then, man. It was good.
Well, Shannon's 51 today. Andy Garcia, the actor, from the Ocean Elevens movie.
Yeah.
Or that group of movies.
They were actually good.
And he was also in The Untouchables and a whole bunch of other stuff. Anthony is 66 today.
Yeah.
David Letterman, 75.
Oh, man, that's hard to believe.
Mm-hmm. Dan Lauria, the father in The Wonder Years, 75. Same birthday as David.
That's interesting.
And Ed O'Neill from Modern Family and Married with Children, 76 years old today.
There you have it.
Let's see. Number for the day is 50,000.
Wow. Really?
50,000. That is the cost in U.S. dollars to have a company called Viagen clone your dog.
What?
And the cost to clone your cat from the same company, $35,000.
Oh, ready to go.
Mickey Garten program for MyNet Radio. News headlines coming up.
Hey, y'all. Wow, it's Mickey Garten.
Some things you may not have known. You know, tax day's around the corner. You knew that. Since it falls on Good Friday, you have until the 18th. Is that you, Bill?
Oh, yeah, it was good. It felt nice.
So you got a couple of extra days to get it done. They say the tax deadline day may drive up automobile crashes. They say one of the reasons, if you try to deduct line 52 from line 13 in your returns while you're going 70 miles an hour on the highway, it is very likely you will have a crash.
Oh, man. And the wife's not going to like that.
Get a load of this, the Britter.
Britter, Britney.
Yeah, the Britter. Britney Spears says she's pregnant.
Wow.
More on that coming up. Apparently, the Postal Service has halted services in one block of Santa Monica Boulevard, or Santa Monica, California, in this particular neighborhood after a series of attacks on letter carriers.
Ooh, Lord, attacking the postman.
Apparently, that's a problem. According to a study, talking on the phone makes 18 to 25-year-olds drive like they're 70.
Yeah, yeah. Then they drive like they're 90 when they're texting.
Study found that there was a link between sugary soft drinks and pancreatic cancer.
Yeah, really. So they're doing that. So let me see if I have this straight. The Jack Daniels is still okay as long as I don't mix it with a Coke.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Mickey Gordon program for Minded Radio. Nearly one in four women say that they wish their man had better table manners.
Yeah. Guys, always remember to remove your shoes before putting your feet on the dinner table.
Yeah, that's good advice. Hill likes that.
That's right.
And guess what?
What?
You may not have known this, but Billy Ray Cyrus and his wife are getting a divorce.
Oh, man.
Mickey Gordon program for Minded Radio. More news and stuff coming up. The effects of COVID quarantine. Thank you for listening. Mickey Golden from iNet Radio. And now that we've done over 2 years of lockdown, and we seem to be coming out of it, there's some study information out there. Apparently, the COVID quarantine has made a lot of people feel very lonely.
Yeah.
Over half of Americans feel alone when it comes to their mental health as a result of the COVID thing.
Well, I can understand that. I mean, if you're alone, that's not good.
A new survey analyzed the ongoing impact of the pandemic on people's mental health and found that despite policy changes like mask mandates slowly going away, 56% of people feel alone and struggle to share their struggles with friends and family.
Yeah.
A survey by an organization called OnePoll found that 63% of respondents feel their stress levels are currently at an all-time high due to the pandemic.
Yeah, it was terrible. Yeah, well, I can see that. You know, it's a lot of stress doing the kids schooling at home and things like that.
Most single people who like not having to share their home and space with anyone else, they have there's now a 7-year study that found that these people who live alone are about 80% more likely to be depressed than people who don't.
Yeah, well, I mean, you need companionship. I mean, your companion may throw a vase at your head, but, you know, still, you got companionship.
That happens a lot at the Clinton estate.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm not at liberty to tell. He'll get pissed.
A Montana-based company broke a Guinness World Record this past week when it unveiled a giant belt buckle measuring nearly 15 feet across.
Yeah.
Montana silversmiths had the belt buckle shipped to its Dallas showroom in 4 parts, and the pieces were then assembled into the world's largest belt buckle.
Yeah.
Guinness World Records confirmed that the massive belt buckle measured 10 feet 6 inches tall and 14 feet and 6.4 inches wide, enough to claim the record.
So who's going to wear that?
It's just, you know, it's virtue signaling. You know, people talk about it. We're talking about it now.
Yeah, that's really true.
I'd have to agree with that. A researcher at the University of Illinois at Chicago found that Downing a couple of brewskis may actually improve one's creative problem-solving abilities.
Now they go about doing this.
Drinking.
Yeah.
Researchers tested subjects' prowess at creative problem-solving both when sober and at various stages of intoxication.
Yeah.
They found that at 0.07 blood alcohol, people were worse at working memory tasks, but they were actually better at creative problem-solving tasks.
I got an idea. Let's drive the car off that bridge and see what happens.
Yeah.
Make a Gordon program for MyNet Radio. Lifesavers, the hard candies have been around for a long time.
Yeah.
They're now celebrating 110 years. Here's how they came about. In 1912, a chocolate maker, Clarence Crane, wanted a candy that could stand up to the summer heat and not melt. So he invented the original peppermint lifesaver. The candy got its name, of course, due to its resemblance to little life preservers.
Yeah, there you go.
Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. A collection of paintings and other artwork was found abandoned in Connecticut in a barn.
Yeah.
And it's actually turned out to be worth something.
Yeah.
Notified by a contractor, this guy by the name of Jared Whipple retrieved the dirt-covered pieces in 2017 from a dumpster that the contractor had thrown them into because he was renovating the barn. Well, it turns out that Whipple later found out that they were by this guy by the name of Francis Hines, an abstract expressionist who died in 2016 at the age of 96, and he had kept his work stored in that particular barn.
Yeah. So this stuff's worth a lot of money.
Yeah, worth some bucks. Hundreds of pieces of art retrieved by Whipple include paintings, sculptures, and small drawings. It's estimated that the paintings can be sold at around $22,000 a piece.
Wow.
The drawings for $4,500. And remember, he has hundreds of them.
That's a nice payday.
Make a Garden program for MyNet Radio. Wacky But True is next. Mickey Gordon from iNet Radio. Mickey Gordon program from the Internet Work Studios at iNet Radio. Time for Wacky But True. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Nashville, Tennessee. A 37-year-old guy woke up inside a stranger's car in downtown Nashville on Sunday morning with a police officer looking back at him.
Oh, man, what happened? Oh, where am I?
A citizen had called police to report that there was a man sleeping inside her car. The man reeked of alcohol and had broken the windshield wiper control during his slumber. He told police that he had been out drinking but didn't remember anything else.
Yeah.
Didn't remember which hotel he was staying at or how he ended up in the vehicle.
Yeah.
He was taken into custody and charged with public intoxication.
Yeah, there you have it.
Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. A couple in the UK returned from a two-week vacation to discover that their car had been towed, impounded, and crushed.
Wow, nothing. Took it to the crusher.
Mm-hmm. It had been sitting right outside of their home. Despite the car being up to date on license and insurance, officials had the car towed after thieves broke into it and left it with a smashed rear window. They're now having trouble explaining why they had it crushed.
Yeah. Couple was away. I guess there was a certain period of time you had to, you know, claim the car.
Yeah. The Hernando County, Florida Sheriff's Office says that Thomas Colucci called 911 to ask if deputies could test his meth. He had just bought meth from someone at a bar, and he wanted to see if it was real.
Wow. Oh, this isn't going to end well.
Yeah. Colucci, they say, said that he was an experienced drug user.
Yeah, I do it all the time, man.
And he said he knew what it should feel like, and apparently he wasn't quite getting the sensation he thought he should get from the meth he had purchased. So he asked if an unmarked squad car could come to his house to check and see if the meth was good. A deputy responded, and Colucci handed over two bags of powder. The field test kits signaled that it was good meth.
Yeah.
And, of course, he was arrested.
Yeah. Off to the clink.
Almost like Darwin at work.
Yeah.
Law enforcement agencies in Orange County, California, made a drug bust. A really big one.
Wow.
821 pounds of meth, 190 pounds of cocaine, and 21 pounds of synthetic opioids.
Yeah, or opiates.
Opiates.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's enough to cause the overdose deaths of 4.7 million people.
What? Man. Yeah, I guess who's going to the clink now?
It was actually all packed in a single vehicle. Two men were arrested.
Who's having a bad day?
Mm-hmm.
Bad day in the drug business.
A guy in Lawrenceburg, Kentucky, looked out his back door and noticed that the creek behind the house was running with white foam on the surface, which started building. So he looked back outside 15 minutes later, and the whole creek went from a few inches to a foot thick of foam.
Yeah.
The guy thought, we got to make some calls because this is getting serious.
Yeah, I mean, it could look like toxic stuff.
Yeah. It took the Kentucky Energy and Environmental Cabinet less than a day to figure it out. It was a coconut-based dog shampoo from Glomar Pet Products, which had been dumped into a storm drain.
Yeah, apparently this stuff is
very foamy. Foamy it is. Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. One more wacky but true here. A housewife in Argentina was so fed up that her washing machine was acting up that when the guy came to fix it, she held a gun to his head until he got it fixed.
Yeah.
After he fixed the machine, he went to the police, who then arrested her. She had even given him a tip. Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. Up next, our trashy showbiz and celebrity report.
Britney's pregnant.
You're listening to the Mickey Gordon program. Trashy showbiz and celebrity report from MyNet Radio and Mickey Gordon.
Mickey Gordon program.
Well, you know, Betty White passed away, and now it's time to deal with her estate. Personal items belonging to Betty White, including some valued memorabilia from the popular TV show Golden Girls, and furnishings from her longtime homes in Brentwood and Carmel, California, are being auctioned in September.
Yeah.
Now, the beloved actress died December 31, 99 years old, in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
The collection includes more than 1,500 lots of memorabilia, scripts, awards, fine jewelry, clothing and accessories, and personal items that span more than eight decades of her career in the entertainment industry.
Man, she went for a long time.
It's true. Apparently, it has an estimated total value of between $1 and $2 million.
Yeah. Get to that auction. Get some Betty White stuff.
Yeah, guess what? These are Betty White's panties.
Oh, please, Bill.
Yeah.
Just kidding. You know,
Britney Spears is pregnant.
Uh-oh. Whoa, Britney's got a bun in the oven.
Britney's got a bun in the oven. We were all part of the Free Britney thing, and what does she do? When she's free, she goes out like a tramp and just, you know, gets herself knocked up.
Yeah.
Okay, Professor.
That's what it sounded like.
Spears made the announcement in a Monday Instagram post. It comes a few months after the 40-year-old pop star was released from her nearly 14-year conservatorship, during which she said she was forced to keep an IUD, that's a birth control thing inside, despite wanting to have another child.
So I guess when she got free, they removed the IUD and little Heidi, Heidi, Heidi. The bed was creaking.
So she wrote on Instagram the following. I lost so much weight to go on my Maui trip only to gain it back. I thought, geez, what happened to my stomach? My husband said, no, you're fruit food pregnant, silly.
Yeah, like gibberish.
Then the Brit who said so, I got a pregnancy test and, well, I'm having a baby.
Having a baby, painting. What a lovely way of showing how much.
Okay, enough.
Yeah.
So the Britter's got a bun in the oven. Congratulations to the Britter. Britter is 40 now, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Netflix has delivered the trailer for the Rebel Wilson comedy film Senior Year.
All right.
In the film, a cheerleader, Rebel Wilson, falls off a pyramid and into a 20-year coma.
Jeez, sounds dark. Sounds very dark.
But in the end, she wakes up as a 37-year-old woman ready to return to high school and regain her status and claim her prom queen crown, the one that eluded her.
Fun entertainment for the whole family.
That's right. Another gigantic media merger was finalized last week as the companies formerly known as Warner Media and Discovery have formed to make up a new company called Warner Brothers Discovery.
Wow.
So you got like CNN, TLC, TNT, TBS, True TV, Travel to massive media conglomerate.
Yeah, big brother.
Mm-hmm. So congrats to those who made that deal, I guess.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift's childhood home in Pennsylvania sold for $1 million. Of course, the house has changed hands a few times in the years since the Swift family left nearly two decades ago.
Yeah, Taylor Swift was here.
According to the Philly Voice newspaper, after the home was purchased, a note was found during renovations that the singer had written about a trip to Disney World.
Oh, that's neat.
Oh, that's fun, huh?
Yeah.
HBO has revealed a full-length trailer for a crime series titled We Own This City.
Yeah, it's a Baltimore TV series, I think.
Yeah. HBO and HBO Max will debut We Own This City beginning April 25th. And from the divorce files on the Mickey Gordon program, we've got Trish Cyrus and Billy Ray Cyrus. They're ending their 28-year marriage once again.
Yeah. So they've done this before.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Trish Cyrus filed for divorce on Wednesday last week in Tennessee, citing irreconcilable differences.
She's tired of Billy Ray smacking her around.
Probably. The divorce complaint also states that the couple has not lived together for more than 2 years. So.
Open marriage.
This actually isn't the first time Miley Cyrus's parents decided to call it quits. In 2010, Billy Ray filed for divorce but withdrew the petition after a few months. Trish Cyrus then petitioned for a divorce in 2013 before the couple decided to work things out.
Yeah, it's a money thing.
Billy Ray and Tish, who manages her daughter Miley's career, have five children together. There's Brandy, who's 34, Trace, who's 33, Miley, who's 29, Brazen, who's 27, and Noah, who's 22.
Yeah. Who doesn't use protection?
Nice.
Yeah.
CNN news anchor and media personality Anderson Cooper revealed on social media on Monday that he has tested positive for COVID-19.
Oh, man.
So he recently returned from reporting about the Russian invasion in the Ukraine, and when he got home,
yeah, tested positive.
Get better, Anderson.
Yeah.
The star-studded cast of Greta Gerwig's upcoming Barbie movie has just added a new cast member.
Oh, I'm so pumped.
Yeah, it's Will Ferrell. Production is already underway on the film, and it will be out next year.
Yeah.
Larry David says Curb Your Enthusiasm will be back for a 12th season. Season 11 wrapped up on December 26th.
Oh, cool. Oh, can't wait.
Make a note of it. There's so much going on. On Monday, Disney Plus announced that the Walker Scobell will star as the title character in the streamer's upcoming live-action series, Percy Jackson and the Olympians.
Oh, cool.
And that is all. Mickey Gordon program for Minded Radio. More stuff coming up. Thanks for being here. listen every day to the Mickey Golden program.
Come on, man.
You're gonna love it. Tax season?
No.
It's extended from the 15th to the 18th because of Good Friday. Well, we got some stories from CPAs. CPAs share their oddest tax stories.
No.
Here's what some accountants say. One guy said, we're going over their tax information. You know, this couple, we're doing this for them. And the tax manager asked the gentleman, now, what about the mortgage interest deduction for the condo in Utah?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the wife didn't know about the condo in Utah.
Let me guess, that's where he kept his mistress.
You got it. And the guy says it was a big oops moment, and there was this stony silence in the room, and it was absolutely awful.
Yeah, we all know where that's going to go.
They won't be filing jointly next year.
No.
Another CPA says that the person was working, and they didn't feel that their dog should be left alone. So they hired somebody to watch the dog and then tried to take a daycare tax credit for the doggy sitting.
Yeah.
And another CPA said that a landscaper who was under audit with the IRS had deducted the expense of their dog because the dog would pull the wagon on landscaping jobs.
Yeah.
And he said the guy wanted to list the dog as an independent contractor.
There you go.
So, Mickey Gordon program for Minded Radio. Finally, some trivia to wrap it up for today.
Come on, man. Yeah,
we got some trivia. On average, well, let's go with this one. It's estimated that these things on cars and trucks are responsible for 5,000 extra barrels of oil being consumed per day in the United States.
Now, I've got no clue on that one. The hood ornaments?
Professor? Door handles that stick out?
Nope. Bill? I got no clue, man. I don't drive. I ride in a limo.
All right. It's estimated these things on cars and trucks are responsible for 5,000 extra barrels of oil being consumed per day in the United States. The answer is, what are mud flaps?
Yeah.
And finally, on average, 100 people around the world choke to death on what each year? So what do they choke on each year, an average of 100 people?
I don't know. Lollipops?
Nope.
I got no clue. I can't answer that one.
Professor, can they choke on their food?
Well, that's not the answer we're looking for.
No, it's probably many more.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question.
Yeah, I got no clue.
All right, on average, 100 people around the world choke to death on what each year? The answer is, what is a pen?
Hi.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
It is true. That's going to do it for us today, the Not Quite Famous Mickey Gordon program from Minded Radio. I'm Mickey Gordon. Thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to give you some information you might not get elsewhere.
That's right. We have a good time.
Thank Rick Shawn.
Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Professor Fatso Puny. Hey, man, it's a ditty. President Bill Clinton.
Oh, come on, baby.
Dr. Fauci with medical advice.
Oh, yeah, I got to get over to CNN. I got to talk to them soon. Good to be here.
And a boy named Sue runs the equipment.
Girl.
And that's going to do it. We'll do it again tomorrow. You be good and enjoy. Thanks for being here. That's the Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Copyright 2022. Internet Work. iNet Radio.